if they're green. It's yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done,
WMFO Medford.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Let me put my arms around it. It's hot, let's go to bed. And don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Dead and Cobain's eyes and scold like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Yeah.
Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once sad rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young. I have guests today. Stephen Fredette from Scruffy the Cat. Dave Thomas from Pony and the Irresponsibles. I believe Steve Fredette played guitar on Pony as well. I think they're both from Pony. And Dave is also from Irresponsibles and Burning Circle. And Steven's from some other bands I'm sure he'll tell us about, but I know he's from Scruffy the Cat. They're our guests today. They're going to come in. They're going to play a couple songs. We'll spin a couple songs. Lenny from Stop Calling Me Frank is supposed to call in shortly, and I think I'll take his phone call sometime during this Lou Reed song right here. We're 91.5 MFO, a crash course for the Ravers. I'm here till 3. Numbers 855-915-9636 for Lenny.
is gone. Blood drips from my nose. I can barely breathe. Waves of fear. I'm too scared to leave. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. I'm too afraid to use the phone. I'm too afraid to put the light on. I'm so afraid I've lost control. I'm suffocating without a word. Crazy with sweat. Spittle on my jaw. What's that funny noise? What's that on the floor? Waves of fear. Pulsing with death. I curse at my tremors. I jump at my own step. I cringe at my terror. I hate my own smell. I know where I must be. I must be in hell. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. Waves of fear. Waves of fear.
Love me. touch your face and touch your lips. Touch your breast and touch your hips. Run my fingers through your hair. Pluck each one until you're bare. Love you to death. Push my finger in your ear. A track to raise up your ear. Demonstrate my holding power. And spray you with a golden shower. Love you today. We'll be right back.
101.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Ravy Show. I got Stephen Fredette and Dave Thomas. They're just gearing up, getting ready to go. Lenny from Stop Calling Me Frank. Leonard Donovan, right?
Lenny?
He's been trying to call in, and he says he's getting a busy signal. I have no idea. I've checked all the phones, and I don't know what the problem is. I'm sorry for that, Lenny. I know he wanted to plug a big show coming up. I think there's a Stop Calling Me Frank reunion. I don't have the information in front of me, but if you give me that information, Lenny, I'll let the folks know. That's almost as good, right?
I guess.
So. Yeah. The best I can do at the moment. We started the show off with some Lou Reed, Waves of Fear. We heard Stop Calling Me Frank, Baby Likes to Rock. Some bands he mentioned in that song, Real Kids with Billy Holly's Rave On, DMZ, Don't Jump Me Mother, Ramones with Bonzogas to Pittsburgh, and yeah. So, you know, you can keep trying if you want, Lenny, but I got to get to my next guests. And I'm going to play one more Stop Call Me Frank song. Give me the information for your show. I'll probably see it later if you can't. Here's some more Stop Call Me Frank. This one's called Annoy You. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Dave Thomas, Steve Fredette coming up.
Without a thought, I don't need to make
91.5 WMFO in Medford. I gotta find my music bed. I'll play what I have in here for now. I like to have stuff under my voice, David, because I don't know. Makes me feel at home. I gotta mic all you guys. It's my old roommate, David Thomas.
Hey, Big B.
What's going on, brother?
Not too much. How you been?
Good. David's from Irresponsibles, and Pony, who we just heard.
Yep.
That's radio friendly. Stephen Fredette's here, who was also in Pony.
Yes, I was.
And Scruffy the Cat.
Yes, I was. Lazy Susan, Pete Weiss in the rock band, the Titanics.
You were in Titanics?
Just for a little while.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it was a chance to play with my brother. So,
Yeah. And your brother was in Scruffy the Cat as well.
No. David was in the Oysters.
Okay.
He was in the Oysters, and then the Titanics, and you know all those Nathaniel things.
Right. So Scruffy was like your thing.
Yes.
Who else was in Scruffy the Cat?
The late Charlie Chesterman, the lead singer. The late Randall Lee Gibson IV.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I knew Randall. He was a good guy. He was playing drums for my buddies, the Stigmatics.
Yeah, he was in the Stigmatics, yeah.
Now, we have Pete from the Stigmatics, the lead singer, rhythm guitarist. He's playing bass for the Thigh Scrapers.
No kidding.
Oh,
Small world.
and also the bass player, Mac Stanfield. And his brother, Burn Stanfield. And am I leaving someone out? Oh, my God. Stona Fitch. Oh, dear. Sorry, Stona. Stona Fitch, who played the banjo and keyboards.
Wow.
That was it. That's all of us.
Well, that's it. I mean, how many people did he just name?
A lot.
Yeah, that's a big band.
It varied in numbers, from 4 to 5.
But okay.
I lost count at 9.
So did I. We were legion.
Right. David, a little bit of your history. I mean, of course, when we were roommates, you were with the Irresponsibles.
Yep, with the Irresponsibles. Before that, I played
Pete Montgomery.
Yep. Good old
and
Pete Montgomery.
Dave Nigro, Mark
Nigro. Yep. Mark Nigro, Dan Rudak, Pete Montgomery. I played with them. Burning Circle before that.
Who was in Burning Circle?
That was Alan Machado, Mike Alves, and James Aliberti. Some kind of crazy stuff. It was really fun. Very theatrical. A lot of the very theatrical stuff.
I'm going to see if you have any in the system.
There might be. It's kind of rare.
Yeah.
Very difficult to find.
Sometimes,
I might have a cassette
sometimes
somewhere.
Sometimes people put rare stuff in here, especially me, but I don't know Burning Circle.
I might have a demo tape, but we'll have to go out and listen to it in my car.
Do you guys still have a tape deck in your car?
Not really. I might have been making that up.
Well, you guys want to play a song for us?
Sure.
Make sure you sing right into the microphone. Okay?
Right into the microphone?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, please.
Like this?
Yes.
I can move the microphone.
Yeah, move it any way you want. Move that towards you, Stephen, the microphone.
I'm not singing. I'm just playing the guitar.
All right. You're going to be able to hear the guitar?
Point it at
the
guitar.
Okay, yeah. I'll point it at the guitar.
I'll point it at the... Do you got an amp
out a
there?
Lung first?
I didn't bring it in. I figure we'll be fine this way.
Okay. All right. Anytime you guys are ready, what are you calling this? Anything?
This was Caitlin Esmeralda.
By Pony.
By Pony.
Yep.
If I come play my guitar while you hook your rub, do you mind if I come with you when you go to walk your dog? I can't get enough of you, and I can't wait to play you this song, just the prettiest thing I ever saw. And now everything makes so much sense. Don't know why I took so long to feel how I feel. I think it's funny when I say you're pretty and you get so mad. And I like it when you tell me all about the day you had. Sometimes when I hold your hand, I close my eyes and pretend you're my girl. It's the sweetest thing I ever knew. From the moment I first met you, it's really so strange that I feel how I feel. Apologize, I really sped up there.
I like it.
Yeah.
Pony song by Dave Thomas, Steve Fredette. I really, when next time I play a song, I really gotta find my music bed because this bugs me. Let me just find this for a second, guys. Bear with me.
Bearing.
The last race, here we go, get ready to rev them up. Alright, so pretty cool, like you wrote all the songs when I was living with you, remember that?
Yeah,
I remember you like creating these things.
A little bit of an explosion of creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a good muse.
I was even trying to add stuff, and I remember you wrote stuff about hanging down the glades in Scituate at the rope swing. And then you took it out. It's you put something else in. I was all like,
oh, that might have been in Fruitcake, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, actually. My wife just found my notebook while she was cleaning out in the barn.
where I wrote all my lyrics, and in there are all the extra verses and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look for that. I think it's got to be in there.
I'm not angry anymore. I'm writing my own songs.
Still not better.
I'll put the rope swing line in one of my songs.
I'll put it back, I swear.
That's funny. You want me to see what I have for Scruffy the Cat in here, Steven?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Let's see what we got.
I'd love to hear some Scruffy.
I remember them.
And Steven brought in a great 45 for me, but I can't seem to get the turntable. I can't get any sound out of it. It's spinning.
I keep feeling like I can hear it, but it's...
Really?
Yeah, but it's the needle's not even on it.
Well, let me... I can't hear it in preview. Maybe it will actually play out of preview. I'll give that a try after this. We'll give that a whirl. So this is Scruffy the Cat, oldest fire in the world?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You like that one?
Yeah.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're hanging out with Dave Thomas, Stephen Fredette. You can give us a call if you want. 855-915-9636. Here's Scruffy.
How do you stop the oldest fire in the world? How can you tell the
91.5 WMFON Medford. It's a crash course for the River Show. Starring Dave Thomas, Stephen Fredette. There you go. Lenny was supposed to call and couldn't because it was busy and I don't know why. But Stop Calling Me Frank, 40th anniversary show is tonight at the Midway with Piranha Brothers. A Piranha Brothers reunion, also State of the Union. Oh, those are good guys. Joe Moyer in State of the Union was our bassist for a long time. Nice. The Spackles, Jay Allen, and the Arch Criminals. We'll play some of those bands coming up. We did a couple from Stop Calling Me Frank. So after my guests, we'll get to some of that too. Thank you, Lenny. Sorry you couldn't get through. I don't know what's going on with that. That's all these phone problems over here, you know. Live radio. There we go. Now I can hear myself. So, what's going on now, guys? You guys still making music at all, or?
Yeah, not really.
Oh, I think I can actually, like, plug a show. I'm playing with Therese Bellino in Lowell at the Worthen on November 3rd, I believe.
Worthen Attic. That's where our last show was. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
No, this is the first time.
Great place.
So it's Therese and I will be playing. Usually we play with my brother David, but he is otherwise employed. So it'll be a Sunday afternoon, first Sunday in November.
Are you doing that with Bootleg Dan?
Yeah, I think
Yeah. He's friends of the show. Yeah, he's been putting on a lot of shows up there.
Yeah, I met him. He was very nice.
Nice guy.
Yep. So that's my plug. But as far as us two is concerned, no, we're just starting to do this, sort of.
Yeah.
We didn't play together for a very long time.
Were you still hanging out, or you just got together
recently?
Yeah, to
a certain extent, yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't play at all.
You just forgot about me, Dave.
No.
Once again, I got to go back to my music bed because I'm lost without it. And I usually have the CD just going, you know.
What's that?
We could hum.
Da, 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 da. I do that when I don't have it.
So it's pretty funny. Yeah, Steven and I haven't played together in forever. I basically stopped playing for like 16 years, and then we played together like two or three times. I'm like, hey, let's go on the radio.
Yeah.
Fine with me, man. Dave's always been one of my favorite people, and I've always liked Steven a lot. I don't think we got to know each other that great, but great guy as far as I'm concerned.
Actually, I have plenty of good memories of the Hull scene in the early 90s.
Unfortunately, I don't have too many memories, but I was there.
You were a big part of that scene.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Was it cool?
I thought so.
Obviously, we moved in together, so yeah. I must have been doing something right.
I helped talk people out of beating you up.
Well, I used to hire Eric Swanson for that, remember? Yeah. He was my bodyguard. I'd buy him beer and he'd just be like, look mean next to me.
Yeah, I just had a knack for like being really offensive. Just
I had a wise ass humor. Mouth when I mean everybody knows I've got a mouth. I'm a DJ for crying out loud.
You speak your mind.
And when you got a little drunk, I had some pretty crazy wisecracks. We used to think they were
really
hilarious,
funny.
Though, right?
Yeah. When you think of something really funny, sometimes you have to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like, come on, you're part of the joke. Yeah. We're laughing with
this
you,
joke
really.
Is too good.
Don't beat me up. I am a good fighter, so don't even think about it. It was usually 4-on-1. Yeah, so the song we just played, Mr. Blue, I just wanted to bring that in. You actually had Adrian Blue producing The Irresponsibles for a little while, huh?
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, tell us that story. I know the story, but go ahead and tell it. And there goes Mike.
Whoa. Let's see.
Well, I fix this.
Oh, wait, are we live on the air right now?
Yes!
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't swear. Don't swear.
Holy cow. See? Look at me. I'm good. That was awesome. Like, Adrian Ballou is my hero guitar player when I was growing up. I listened to him all the time. I listened to stuff he did with King Crimson, his solo stuff, Bowie. I didn't listen to too much Zappa, But stuff he did with the Talking Heads, and so I was a huge fan. And then all of a sudden, we won the Irresponsibles won this contest in Musician Magazine, and he was one of the judges. And then he invited us out to record an album with him, which it was like a dream come true for me. So that was really, really fun.
I'll look for this during this. My microphone.
Yeah, Brian's microphone just kind of fell apart here while we're talking.
Oh, well.
It's just kind of dangling in the air there.
Oh, I was trying to make it look like there's nothing wrong here, but...